remember where we left off? Anybody remember where we left off? Whatever that, we had different sheets in Rishonim about what that means. I'm the Nalbasisim. According to Taisus, it means it broke off clean, so you don't have the natural Yatzala. According to some Rishonim, the Ritva, Taisus Rosh, it means that the Chatchila was fabricated as a Tavnis Yat, Tavnis Regal. You see, that's how it was made, so it was never really a Shever. According to Rashi, it means they were Maimed and Anabimus, so there's a Kegili Milso that they weren't Messiahish from. Or they were Messiah Shemit, but they're worshiping it again. But they were Maimed, and now they put it back up on the pedestal. So maybe it was bottled, but now it's a new Avodah Zarah. It's a Tzuran Avodah. Okay, let's go back to the next one. Zotumar Esay. Ayyavik Mevatel Avodah Zkechavim Shaloi Vishol Chaveroi. B'Yisrael Ayyavik Mevatel Avodah Zkechavim Shaloi Avodah Zkechavim. Goykim Mevatel Avodah Zkechavim Shaloi Vishol Chaveroi. We'll see in a minute in Rashi what that means, Shaloi Vishol Chaveroi. But only a guy could do that. It doesn't have to be his. It could be Chesho Chaveroi. A Yisrael cannot be Mevatel in Avodah Zarah of a guy. An Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, even a guy. But even an Avodah Zarah that's not Shal Yisrael, it belongs to the guy. A Jew cannot be Mevatel in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara later on, Rashi brings, learns it out from a Pasuk, Vesam Basasa. Frek the Gemara. Amai, why is that true? The heavy Kavod is Kechavim, Shinish Tabra Me'elef. Every time a Yisrael is mevatel the Avodah Zarah, he breaks an Avodah Zarah. So Yisrael, as in a Yisrael, can't be mevatel. But Dal Mihochad Yisrael, the Ma'aseh of Avodah Zarah is broken. It shouldn't be any worse than it shouldn't be any better. Worse, I don't know exactly how to call it. It shouldn't be any worse than an Avodah Zarah Shnishtav Meileh. If the guy is misyayish by an Avodah Zarah Shnishtav Meileh, because he says Nafshal Yatzala, see here also, if the Yisrael breaks it, the guy says Nafshal Yatzala. So why is it also? Abaye answers, the case in the Braise is not that he broke it into pieces. He didn't break it at all. He just dented it. He gave it a smash in the face. So therefore, that doesn't have a din of Avodah Zarah Shnishtav Me'elel. We'll see in a minute in Rashi. Let's see, Bepshuta, there's no Nafshal Yatzala. But it is an active bittel. So if a guy does it, it's an active bittel. If the Yisrael does it, it's not an active bittel. So what if it was only Pachsa? We learned in the Mishnah that Pachsa afa pishalei chaser b'teila. The Mishnah says that Pachsa is an active bittul. So I don't exactly understand why the Gemara needs to quote this Mishnah. But the Mishnah says that Pachsa is an active bittul. Abaye also said Pachsa is an active bittul. That was Abaye's whole teretz. Abaye's whole teretz was the Braise says a guy could do bittul Yisrael not. Abaye says it's talking about Pachsa. That's why they know Nishtav Melech, because we're talking about Pachsa. So what does Abai say? By Pachsa, a guy could do Bittul and Yisrael can't. So Rabbi himself said Beferish that Pachsa is an active Bittul. So what is the way asking from the Mishnah? Kilu, you know, Abai, don't you know the Mishnah that Pachsa is an active Bittul? Abai knows that Pachsa is an active Bittul. Abai said Pachsa is an active Bittul. That was part of his teretz. A part of Abai's teretz was that Pachsa is an active Bittul, but it's not an active, but it doesn't amount to Nishtav Melech. So what's the Mishnah over here, Maisif? Doesn't say in the Mishnah anything more than Abaye. You know, Kilo, in effect, Gemara is asking, I don't know why the Gemara needs the Mishnah to ask this, in effect, Gemara is asking, Abaye, what's trapped in you? You're telling Pachsa is an active bittul, but it doesn't have a din of Nishtav Meileh. What's the difference? If Pachsa is an active bittul, then it should count as Nishtav Meileh too. So we don't have to resort to the Mishnah to ask that. It's a kashan Abaye Minei Obey. Abaye said pshat in the Braise that a guy could be Mevatel but Azor Al Yadei Pachsa, but not a Yisrael, and it's not called Nishtav Meileh. So why is it not called Nishtav Meileh? I don't know why we need the Mishnah. But anyway, the Gemara answers, Hani Mili the Pachsa of Kechavim. Pachsa Yisrael, Loi Botel. So Rashi explains, the Gemara's answer basically is, that Pachsa is an active bittel, but it doesn't create a Nafshalei Atzol. We'll see Rashi inside in a minute. But Rashi basically says, Pachsa shows that the guy doesn't like the Avodah Zarah. He's in the vase of the Avodah Zarah. He punches it in the nose. Obviously, it shows that the guy's not very fond of Avodah Zarah. So it's an active bittel, that's enough. That constitutes an active bittel. So if a guy does it, it's an active bittel. If Yisrael does it, Yisrael doesn't have the Kayach to Mimabaki. But Nashul Yatzola doesn't create, because the, you know, the other Goyim who see the Yisrael banging the Avodah Zorah in the face, they don't feel that Nashul Yatzola, this Avodah Zorah has been discredited. Just getting a dent doesn't necessarily discredit the Avodah Zorah. That's what Abai meant in the first place. The lesson where he's sharing, I don't understand why we need the Mishnah. Let's finish this, the Gemara, and we'll go back. The Rabba Amar, Rabba says a different teretz. La'olam says Rabba, ki pochsi shol nami bottle. Rabba holds that if the Yisrael is pechasid, it's also bottle. Why is it bottle? Presumably, because of the Gemara's kashya before. Because it's lack of a desire shenishtar b'mele. I know it's Rabba doesn't accept this distinction. Rabba holds even by pochsa, there's a nafshalo yatzola. Oh, that's the shadow. We don't have anything else to, you know. Why is poxa? Rabbi says, I mean, the rice of poxa Yisrael is also bottle. Why is it bottle? Yisrael can't do bittel. Teret says, because it's like a Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Mila. Rabbi holds that poxa is like a Shenishtav Mila, and therefore it ought to be bottle. Elegzeret in the Magbel of Ahadim of Atla. Bahavi Vedis Kechovim B'yad Yisrael. Bahavi Vedis Kechovim B'yad Yisrael. In the Betel of Eilam. But when Yisrael is Mavatlan of Avodah Zarah, Chazal said it doesn't work because we're afraid that maybe he'll pick it up first. And if he picks it up first, then he has a kinyan, then it becomes a Avodah Zarah, and that already doesn't help. Not bittul, not yish, then nothing helps. Then it can't be bottle. So what does this mean? Does this mean that Rava holds like Reish Lakish? Or Rava is only saying this Aliba the Reish Lakish? So Machlekes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. If Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Avodah Zarah Shenishtav Meila, according to Rav Yochanan, and Chayr, if a guy is Mevatel, if Yisrael is Mevatel Avodah Zarah, then it's taken out effect of Midiraisa. So this Teretz of Rava, this Chil says that it's only Gzeira, L'chayr, he's only saying it Aliba the Reish Lakish. Okay, so it's not clear to me. Does this mean that Rava holds like Reish Lakish? Or Rava is just answering this on behalf of Reish Lakish? Not so clear to me. So you tried to pass him like the Riv Pak of Yechanan. If Rabbi held like a Shlokish, I don't know if he was so posh to pass him like a Yechanan. Yeah, Chai Rabbi is only saying this on behalf of a Shlokish. Let's see Rashi. Shaloi v'shal chaver. Right, the Bryce had said that a Goy is Mevatla, but it's all Shaloi v'shal chaver. Zot Rashi. Ish Shneim Oyvdim Lir Achas. Ben sheze oyved lepoer veze lemakaylus. So first of all, I'm telling you a chiddush that the dinner of it that a goy can be vatlan of a zara shel chavero, they don't have to be from the same religious practice. This guy could be an oyved lepoer, and the other guy's an oyved lemakaylus. The oyved lepoer can be vatlan oyved lemakaylus. The oyved lemakaylus can be vatlan oyved lepoer. The pashas and rashi is he's saying that's pshat and shel oyved shel chavero. It's not an extra dinner Rashi just throwing in, you know, gratuitously. I've had a Rashi saying, this is Pshat and Shalei V'Shal Chaveri. What is the meaning of Shalei V'Shal Chaveri? Shalei V'Shal Chaveri doesn't mean what you normally think. You would normally think of it as that Shalei V'Shal Chaveri means, you know, I have a getchka, you have a getchka. That's not, says Rashi, that's not what it means. Shalei V'Shal Chaveri means, I'm an Oyvid Lepar, you're an Oyvid Lemakhailis. Yeah, but the Rashi's come out Mukhach and more later on in the Samach Beis Amid Beis. Samach Dalin Amid Beis.
Someone
what?
A non-Jew doesn't worship anything.
So Gemara is a Shalei, what about a Getoishev? Gemara has a Sofik in Dach Samach Ra'al and Mubeis. A Getoishev who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah at all, okay, he believes in Hashem Echad, can he be Mevatel Avodah Zarah? Do I say he's far to Goy? He's still an always a Goy, and a Goy could be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. Do I say the Polach LeMevatel, the Loi Polach LeLoi, have to be an Oyvod Avodah Zarah to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah? The Maskon of the Gemara, the Rav Nachman over there says that the Mistarva, the Polach Mevatel, the Loi Polach Loi Mevatel. Nachman says the halacha is only an Oyvod Avodah Zarah can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. The Getoishev can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah.
But a Jew, even one worships an Avodah Zarah, can't.
By Jews, it's a chosav, it's a chosav. That's a gzeres chosav. But even a Yisrael, a guy where there's no gzeres chosav, even where there's no gzeres chosav, but he can't do the bittul. Could be a big enough kamina. What if you have a ger toshif who owns an avodah zarah, and another guy comes and is mevatel it? So toshif there's mevur, that would work. Who owns the avodah zarah? Then it's any b'teilei lomus, because by avodah zarah shall yisrael listed in that there's no bittul. If a ger toshif owns avodah zarah, he doesn't have that gzeres chosav as some say. So it is susceptible to bittul. But he can't do the bittul because he's not polachle. He's not ayvad avodah zarah. To be mevatel avodah zarah, it has to be the polachle mevatel. Only an avodah zarah could be mevatel avodah zarah. Akapon. So Rashi says that the meaning of shalom v'shalom chaveray, again, it came out, and we'll see, maybe we'll take a look at the Gemara later on after we finish talking about some other things. But in that Gemara, more or less, it says, more or less, that shalom v'shalom chaveray means that one is Eivet Lepar and one is Eivet to Makrelis. Why the Kilaway? I mean, why the Stanley Rashi, it's a Gemara. Why is that the Pshat? Why can't Shalei V'shal Chaveri mean what it normally means? Shalei V'shal Chaveri, my Avodah Zarah and your Avodah Zarah. I'm a Bailam in this Avodah Zarah. You know, I went to Sears and I bought this Avodah Zarah, and you went to Sears and you bought the other Avodah Zarah. Why does it have to be, like, why can't that be the Pshat in the price? That will hardly be the Pashup Pshat in the price. So that Gemara is not even so much of the Rashi. Rashi is a chiddush. From the Gemara itself, you don't know. Maybe it's good to see now. Take a look at the Gemara in Samach Dalai Lamed Beis. We may come back to it, but take a look at the first look now. It starts on the second line. Hoda Yosef v'kom Yiboylu. You have it. The Gemara says, Hoda Yosef v'kom Yiboylu. They were sitting together, the Chacham. I don't remember who was the Chacham over there. Group of Chacham. And they had the Shiloh. Can a ger toshiv do bittul? The polach mevatel, the loy polach loy mevatel. Do I say that only an oyver of a rezar could do bittul? I do not call the bar mine. He's the seas of Akum. He's not a Yisrael. So maybe he's mevatel. V'har bar mine hu. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Nachman, mistava the polach mevatel, loy polach loy mevatel. So Rav Nachman said, the story is that a ger toshiv cannot do bittul. We need the polach loy mevatel. Meisvei, affecting Gemara from the following brisa. It's our brisa. Yisrael shemotzav v'adis kichovim b'shuk. Yisrael found an avodah zarah. Actually, basli yodoy, if he wasn't yet kainit, oimel oivet kichovim u'mavatla. You can ask the guy to me mavatla. Misha basli yodoy, ein oivet oimel oivet kichovim mavatla. But once it's his, then a guy can't be mavatla. Ripnei she'omru, oivet kichovim, mavatla v'adis kichovim shaloi v'shel chaveroi. A guy can be mavatla v'adis zarah shaloi v'shel chaveroi. Bein oivda u'bein she'ein oivda. Whether he's an oivet of it, oivet or not an oivet, he's matter shaloi v'shal chaveri ben oivet ben she'en oivet. That's the price. Now the Gemara says, "Zok my oivet or my she'en oivet." What do those words mean? He's an oivet or not an oivet? Ilema itiv oivet kechavim. If it means that they're both oivet of a zara. So what's oivet and ein oivet? Rashi says it means. So what do they mean? If they're both oivda, so what's oivda and ain oivda? So Rashi explains it means maybe I have the prayer that I go to, you have the prayer that you go to. No, I go to this shul, you go to that shul. So I go to this prayer and you go to that prayer. So I worship this prayer, you worship that prayer. Maybe that's oivda. So your prayer, I never was oivda to. So maybe nonetheless, I could be mevatelit. Maybe that's what it means. Zok the Gemara, Hainu Shalei V'Shal Chaver. That's Shalei V'Shal Chaver. What is Shalei V'Shal Chaver? Shalei V'Shal Chaver means, no, you go to that church, I go to this church. That's Shalei V'Shal Chaver. So what's Bein Oivda, Bein Oivda? El Alav, Oivda, Oivda Kichavim, Umay She'en Oivda Ger Toshev. Must mean that it means that somebody's not Oivda Avodah Zarah at all. That's the two things in the book. Shalei V'Shal Chaver means, I worship this, I go to this bar, you go to that bar. Oivda and Ein Oivda means that you're not Oivda Avodah Zarah at all, you're a Ger Toshev. So it's a raya that a get toshuv could be mevatel avodah zarah against Rav Nachman. V'shma amar get toshuv nami mevatel. So the Gemara no. Lo'ilach iti v'idevit kechavim. There's no get toshuv in this price. V'tekamet haynu shalayv shalchan ayret. So then, what's the difference between ayub and ayub and shalayv shalchan ayret? So the Gemara reishes evezel lepoer evezel evezel makhalis. The reishes shalayv shalchan ayret means we're both ayub lepoer. Rashi explains, but not the same poer, like we said before. I have my poor, you have your poor. So that's the ratio. That's shaloi v'shulchan eret. Seifa zele poor v'zele makhailis. The seifa of ben oyub to ben she'en oyub, that's talking about where I don't go to poor at all. I daven by makhailis. You daven by poor. Nonetheless, we could still be mevatel each other's avodah zarah. That's the shtukum gemara. So in this gemara, you see in this gemara, that is mukhu in the gemara, that shaloi v'shulchan does not mean in dinim amalus. I bought this one, you bought that one. Because then what was the Gemara's? Then the Gemara doesn't make sense. What was the Gemara's kasha? Hainu shalei v'shul chaveret. The Gemara says, Oyvda v'shein oyvda, hainu shalei v'shul chaveret. What's that shalei v'shul chaveret? Oyvda n'ein oyvda means which one are we oyvd? Shalei v'shul chaveret means who's the violent? The Gemara doesn't say that. You see, there was pushed to the Gemara also, same way we saw in Rashi, it was pushed to the Gemara that shalei v'shul chaveret does not mean whom it belongs to, but it means who worships it. And oyvda n'ein oyvda means, that I worship, shalei v'shul chaveret means I worship this one and you worship that one. The emes is a little bit shorter actually. So this is on the west source for Rashi. You see, shalei v'shul chaveret haka does not mean in dinim amalus. On the other hand, a little bit shorter actually. Because l'maisa the maskanus of the Gemara over here, shalei, we pass like Rav Nachman. Shalei v'shul chaveret, what does it mean? L'maisa, bottom line. What's the case of shalei v'shul chaveret? Right, but it means one is a poor and one is a Merkhalis guy.
That's what Rashi says, but here it seems to be.
That's Rashi's Velas, but how's it seem from this Gemara?
It seems that it's the same idol, just kind of a portion of
the right. So from this Gemara, the Maskaris Gemara, we're not talking about a Rekha Taisha. So Shalevi Shalchaveri has to be different than Oyv than Ein Oyv. So Shalevi Shalchaveri, the Gemara says, means I worship one poor, you worship another poor. Oyv than Ein Oyv, that means I worship poor and you worship Merkhalis. Rashi and Shalevi Shalchaveri, by us, says, I worship poor and you worship Merkhalis. But that's not really a kasha. No, I'm saying Chora Rashi is against this Gemara. In this Gemara it says Shalei v'shul chaveret does not mean I'm Yipar and you're Makhailis. That's what Oyv and Ein Oyv means. Shalei v'shul chaveret means we both worship Par, but not the same Par. So how come Rashi says Par and Makhailis? Which is the bigger chiddush? We both worship Par, or I worship Par and you worship Makhailis. And I want to be in the battle you're about to
deserve. In fact, he's keeping his own, meaning that he's maybe not really.
No, I don't know if it works that way. The Mevatel Gechki, you could still believe in Pari, you could Mevatel this particular totem.
So
I think the fact that the Kiddush is the other way around. The less the person is over the thing, the more Kiddush is that it could be Mevatel. Getosha, for example, who's not Polachla at all, can't be Mevatel. So I could have said, maybe Pari Makhailis, if I worship Pari and you worship Makhailis. So Polachla and Makhailis. And the late Polachla, Lay Mevatelah. So it's a bigger, and it's a bigger Rebusa that if, even though I'm not a Polachla of Merkhalis at all, I'm a Polachla of Pa'ur, nonetheless, I could be Mevatel of Merkhalis. What?
Both Chiddush are right now. In fact, you also being Mevatel someone else's Orizar.
But that's the price it doesn't even address. No, nobody even talks about the fact that I don't own it. I want to talk about in a second why nobody talks about that. But that device altogether doesn't have. The price just has who's the Oivet. But the price has two kinds of. The Brice is telling me a Chiddush. I can be Mevatel and a Goy can be Mevatel and Avodah Zarah, even though he's a non-Oivet of that Avodah Zarah. But the Brice is two Chiddushim. Number one, he's a non-Oivet of that Avodah Zarah, even though he's an Oivet of a similar Avodah Zarah. And then another Chiddush, he's not an Oivet of that Avodah Zarah, even though any Avodah Zarah like it, but he worships a different stripe of Avodah Zarah. About the second case is a bigger Chiddush. The Brice is Loizu Afzu. The Brice is going from the lesser Chiddush to the bigger Chiddush. Shalei v'shul chaveret means we both worship Par. But not the same par, and even more ben oyv the ben she'en oyv. So the bigger chiddush is par in makhalis. So fine. So Rashi yes tells us the bigger chiddush. You know, Rashi doesn't have to quote the whole. The ma'aseh the Brisa tells me the din shalei v'shul chaveret means even if he's not an oyv of that particular avodah zarah at all. So Rashi yes, no, he doesn't. By us we don't have the whole Brisa. We just have. I don't even know if it's the same Brisa. Rashi we just have by us the lashon shalei v'shul chaveret. If Rashi would have just said they both worship par, I would have thought that Rashi means that. But if it's par in makhalis, not, and that would be a misconception. The fact is even par in makhalis. So Rashi goes straight to the biggest chiddush. You know, shalom yishlach averoi. We, for that matter, is this the same price or not the same price? Yeah, I don't even think it's the same price. That brisa where it says both shaloi v'shal chaveri and oivda and she'en oivda. So that the first one means the two different kinds of two different players, and the second one means player makos. In our brisa where it only says shaloi v'shal chaveri, probably it means the chatchila player makos. Why would it mean the lesser chiddush when there's a bigger chiddush to be said? So really, Rashi learns player and makos. Yeah, akaponim. So Itaka says in this brisa that shaloi v'shal chaveri. It says in the Gemara. We see from the Gemara from Rashi, shal chaveri does not mean in dine mamas. Why Itaka not? Like, why didn't the Gemara learn Shalei V'Shachaveri means in the moment? So I think one of two things. Number one, it could be that in Hilchas Bittul, Dina Moment is better. Well, maybe it was just posted to the Gemara. That in Hilchas Bittul, Moments aren't important. Bittul has nothing to do. You don't need to beat a... It's a dog of Poshut that you don't need to be a violin. But it doesn't even need to be said that Shalei V'Shal Chaveri in Dini Mamonos. That's a little bit of Dovah Kasha. But I think it's a simple reason why they didn't say Shalei V'Shal Chaveri. The Gemara later on, when it says the Gzeira, Rava later on says the Gzeira. We don't let a Yisrael be Mavat Levad Azor, even though it's a Mele. Gzeira, maybe the Yisrael will pick it up, and it'll be kind it, and then it'll break it. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi Elo. And Rabbanu goes a little bit further down. Rabbanu goes to the chol bittul yisrael lab bittul gzeir dil memagbali v'konili bagbo the chol dvar hefker k'goy mitziya niknis bagbo. Rashi says hefker could be kind with hagbo, so we're afraid the yisrael will pick it up. It's a dover hefker, and he'll be claiming it right away, and then he's not going to be able to be rattled. What's Rashi doing? Why is it hefker? Make a taste that it's hefker. It's a avodah zarah. Belongs to somebody. The guy worships it. Probably belongs to somebody. And why is Rashi assuming that the avodah zarah is here? Is hefker over here? So I think you see from this Rashi that avodah zarah, but the b'derech klal avodah zarah, meaning when a person makes an avodah zarah, what?
Rashi Rias says this in what? In the Gzeira Rava.
Yeah, I'm quoting Rashi Rias. Right, Rashi over there says it too.
No,
I'm talking about Rashi Rias. I think the Rashi that the Metzias is, you see in the Gemara, it's not a push, you just pick it up and you can be kind of it. Why it belongs to somebody? The answer is maybe you could say maybe it's hefka because it's Yisra Hanot. First of all, of course, Yisra Hanot, so how could it be kind of it? I mean, it is Yisra Hanot. But I don't think it's also banot to the guy. But Yisra is also banot to Yisrael. A guy, I don't think, has an Yisra Hanot, not but Yisra. So it belongs to somebody. Why is it hefka? I think the answer is Mislamah, that when a person makes an, when a guy makes an Avodah Zarah, so lahab looks like hefka. You know, I mean, Yisrael Gavoy, Kim Yisrael Gavoy. When a person is mapped to something, he's relinquishing the pilot sonnet. He's giving it over to Hekvish. When a person makes an Avodah Zarah, he gives it over to the God. To the God that it represents. It doesn't have a personal pilot in it. That's the normal Metzias. When a Zarah is given over to be worshipped. So it doesn't have a pilot. So what's Shalei V'Shal Chaveri? Shalei V'Shal Chaveri means who's the Oivet? The Oivet, if Shalei V'Shal Chaveri is measured in who's Oivet. It's not really who the Avodah Zarah belongs to. It. Who does the Goy belong to? The Goy belongs to this Avodah Zarah. He belongs to the other Avodah Zarah. Okay, so that's the other effort. So that's the first half of Rashi. So Shalei V'Shal Chaveri means this one's Oivet Lepoiris, this one's Oivet Kailis, and it's tend to hear a chiddush that you can be Mavatal even of a Zorah that you're not an Oivet of. You have to be an Oivet of a Zorah, it can't be a Get Toshev. That's the Maskanus Gemara later on in Samach Dalet. But you don't have to be an Oivet to this particular three species of Oivet Zorah. Wait, it's taka funny. Why didn't you say the late polifla? Like, why is taka different than a getoshev? A getoshev can't be mevatel because he's late polifla. So this guy in Peor, he's a late polifla. In Makhailis, he's a late polifla. So why do I care that he worships Peor? But he doesn't worship Makhailis. So why didn't I still say the late polifla late? So I don't know, maybe it's not a kasha altogether, but I think maybe you see over here, and we had this said already in the past, have it, I think, again, that by Ibn Abed Azar, it doesn't work that way. A person worships one Avodah Zarah, that does not mean he doesn't believe in the other Avodah Zarahs. A person worships Avodah Zarah, he believes in all Avodah Zarahs. He happens to worship this particular Avodah Zarah. You know, a guy, you know, he's a Yankee fan, doesn't mean he doesn't believe in the other teams. This is his team. This is his, you know, he worships, and that was the Messias by Avodah Zarah. They all believed in all the Avodah Zarahs. But his cult is this particular Avodah Zarah. So, Heloah is Avodah Zarah. But Makalis is by him also something. So maybe he could be Mvatal Makalis. Let me talk. Anyway, then Rana says, V'odavad is kechavim muteris halidei bitl, that that avad azar is muter halidei bitl, nafgul kamon, the Gemara learns it later on, learns it out from the Pasuk, minayim levei kechavim, shepoisel avad is kechavim, where do we know that a guy could be, should kapasel avad azar? Where does that from the Pasuk, psi lay aleihem. We learn that from the Shutish Lomikri is Lashon Pesel. The Gemara dash is Lashon to pasel, to invalidate. That a guy could pasel, could invalidate his avad azar. So from there you learn the aside of bitl. Yeah, so I want to move Dayak in this Rashi. I think I did in the past. Why did Rashi first wake up now? The idea that he started going to Miratla Vadazar, we're first discovering it now. We had also Sugya, Avadazar Shin Ishtab Meleh. Shmuel, Shibay Vadazar, Shlokish, Avadazar Meleh, Nashul Yatzolo. We had already also given Bittul. Isn't that Bittul Avadazar? Well, so now Rashi wakes up and he says, you know, how does it work that a guy can be battle of a zara? There's a pasuk psila lehem. We needed this. We needed to know this already a daf ago. So you could maybe say that Rashi is addressing. I mean, we already knew before that it's a concept of bittul, but now we're discovering for the first time there's a concept that one guy can be battle of a zara shel chaver. He can be battle of a zara that he didn't even worship. So maybe that's already Pesachidish, Rashi, you know, that's surprising. Rashi says, well, don't worry, it's Exeris HaKosel. Not Mashman Rashi, the Rat. Then Rashi should say that. V'hodoi v'kechovim avatla, but it's kechovim shel chaveroi, as we were learning out of a posel. So Mashman, the Rashi is telling me now first, the whole concept of bittul. No, we're discovering now a concept of bittul. That's what it says here in the Brisa, Yisrael, that Akum is mevatla, but it's kechovim, so Rashi. It's Exeris HaKosel. Where does it come from? It's Exeris HaKosel. Why is Rashi first telling me this now? I thought it's Meduyik in this Rashi. The Rashi holds that this Takachilik, that there's a difference between Bittul Zar and Yush from Avodah Zar. Now, we have two things in the Gemara. To what extent are they synonymous? We have Bittul Avodah Zar, we're learning by now. Then we have a concept of Yush, at the Mishnah later on in the next parak, Nisyashu Avodah Zar Shein Nichu Avdel. Never saw that the goyim abandoned, so they misyayish from worshipping it, so it becomes mutter. More later on, Dachman Gimel talks about yush by Avodah Zarah. The more wants to be medamek the more talks about found in Avodah Zarah b'shul. So the Gemara says, why is it also? The guy lost it, so he was probably misyayish from it. Like, you know, when you lose it, you're misyayish from it. So the Gemara says, there's no sinning. So the Gemara says that. Anyway, not Shabbos. I made it by God. So a guy loses something, he's miyayish from it. So why doesn't it work out the yush? So the Gemara says that even though the guy lost it, he's not miyayish from somebody else worshipping it. So he says, I lost it, but some other guy will find it and he'll worship it. So he's not miyayish from the avoid of this avodah zarah. So you see, if there's a musik of yush, the Gemara lechatchila that puts it into the same frame. Of course, says as yush that we have in kol ha'tarei kulo. The guy loses something, he's miyayish, but he's not miyayish from other people being avoid it. So yeah, we have a concept of Yush by Avodah Zarah, to be Miyayish from being over the Avodah Zarah. I think it's Meduyik in this Rashi, that Rashi holds these are two different Musogim. Up now, we've been talking about Yush. Nashalei Atzol is a kind of Yush. The difference is, Yush means he's Miyayish from being over it. Like in that Gemara Daf Mem Gimel, the guy loses an Avodah Zarah. So on the one hand, he's Miyayish, he's never going to worship it again. But on the other hand, he consoles himself, other guy will find it, and they'll worship it. If everybody abandoned it, no, in Ichoyev Deah, Avodah Zarah, in Ichoyev Deah, so everybody who worships it is Messiah from ever worshipping it again. That's Yush from being over the Avodah Zarah. And then there's another kind of Bittul. Bittul is something you do to the Avodah Zarah itself. You do something to the Avodah Zarah itself, and that's Mevatel from being an Avodah Zarah. I think there actually holds these are two different concepts. And my sense is that Rashi holds that in the Yush, you don't have this notion of Zayivid Lepor and Zayivid Lemarkalis. Yush means he's Mishyayish Milo Ovdo. You know, he nichoyev there. The people who worship it, they ran away. He nichoyev there. The people who worship it, they no longer worship it. They're miyayish and worshiping it. That's yish. But the people never worshipped in the first place. How could they be miyayish mila of them? They were never able in the first place. Doesn't make sense to talk about yish for that. By Bittul, on the other hand, that's a din in the chetzel of Adazar itself. Nothing to do with whether I worship it or not. Any guy has a kayach that he can go over there, smash it in the nose, be pechas it. And he's a mevatel of Adazar, and it's no longer an Adazar. It's ice of Adazar. That's a different concept. That's not because he was miyash mula oivda. He never was oivda. That's, maybe it's not his par. He never goes to that particular cloister. And Machal, he's not oivda par, he's oivda makailas. It's not his flavor. Nonetheless, it could be Mavatal of Adazar. That's nothing to do with Yish. If it had to do with the Yish, then it would have Oibid of that particular Adazar. I think it's Meduy Ketiv in the Lashon in Hemshech HaRashi. That's the Hemshech HaRashi. First Rashi tells me the Din, Zayvid Lepoy, Zayvid Lemarkoilus. You see from there, that's the same, what it says in the Brisa. Avadazar Mavatal, Avadaz Kechavim, Shaloy Vishalcha. Rashi explains, Zayvid Lepoy, Zayvid Lemarkoilus. So Rashi says, you see from your Chiddush that Bittel is not Yish. The way Bittel works is not, we're already familiar with the concept of Yush. You know, Anashul Ayatzola, the guy stops worshipping the Avodah. That we understood intuitively, we understand that. I don't know if that needs a pasuk or not, but at least we understand it intuitively. The same person who was over to the Avodah Zarah can say, I'm not going to be over to it anymore. So now it's no longer functioning as an Avodah Zarah. That's what we have in Anashul Ayatzola, that we already know. But now we have a new concept, that a person who was never over this Avodah Zarah in his life, he's never going to be over the Avodah Zarah in his life, he doesn't even care for that particular kind of Avodah Zarah. He nonetheless has a Koyach Dimi Mevatlet. Al Koyach, that's not Midin Yush. That's a new Parsha Bittel. So, Drashi, where does it come from? That's not intuitive at all. You know, Yush is intuitive. But Bittel is not intuitive. It's nothing to do with Yush. So where does it come from? So Rashi says, don't worry, it's a Pasuk. That's exactly a Kosuk. Minai Levi Dichovim. She Paisel Avodah Zarah Kichovim. I don't think everybody agrees to this Rashi. There's a Ravid. And the Gemara of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the previous Amud. Itmar, but Izor Shin Ishtabra, Rish Lakish, Shaymer, and so on. Says the Ravid as follows. I don't know if has the. Could I print out? I told you before, could I print out the Ravid on the. Kiddush Ravid. Perish Ravid on the Mesechus of Izor. Oitzra Chachma has it. And you can go to Oitzra Chachma now that you're a YU student. And you can print it out. 10 pages at a time. So yeah, we can print out the 10 pages and again to what we're learning. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Ravid. Nearly. He's going in Rish Lakish. Hani Mili can go into Ashkecha b'mokim sheharabim mitzuyim sham. The Efshe shal yirosa yisa ha-goy. Ravid is a chiddush din. That the din of Navadazor sheneshtav me'leah only applies if it was in a public place where there's a big likelihood that a guy saw it and said Nafshe lo yatzala and was miyayish from it. Da'aminan kama da'ashkecha batla. So then I say that before the first guy who encountered this Avodah Zarah was mevatlet. Omer Nafshe lo yimatzala. He said to himself, he couldn't save itself, and he was mevatlet. V'nochri mevatla Avodah Zarah shaloi v'shal chaveri. And a guy could be mevatla Avodah Zarah shaloi v'shal chaveri. Doesn't have to be an oivet of that particular Avodah Zarah to be mevatlet. But if the Avodah Zarah broke somewhere where we don't know that anybody ever saw it, then it's taka also. Because maybe you're the first, maybe the Jew who finds it, and we're talking about a Jew, the Jew wants to be nene from it, maybe he's the first person to discover it. And no guy ever saw it, and therefore no guy was miyash from it, and was mevatel it. Then the Rabbi asks on this because he says, then how does it work in Agamar? Agamar asks from cases about, you know, Yisrael being Mevatel of Adazar, can't be Mevatel of Adazar. And the Gemara asks, tape it, why not? It should work, Midin of Adazar, Shinishtab Meileo. Why didn't the Gemara answer that? It's talking about Yisrael, who was Mevatel of Adazar in a private place where no guy saw it. So therefore he says that we don't need a guy to see it. Mistoma Mevatelo, Yadi Batelo, even if the guy never saw it, it's like Batel Stoma. And he says, but how does that work? You know, the Ramban discussed this Yishleim Adas. We pass in Yishleim Adas by Havi Yush. How could the baby Miyayish it if he never saw it? That's, the rabbi never used the words Yishleim Adas. L'chor, that's the issue that he's talking about. His svara is that in order for the guy to be Miyayish from it, to say Nashalei Yatzola, he has to see it. He has Nashalei Yatzola. But then he says it doesn't stim so well in our Gemara. So he goes around to the other side and he says that apparently Mistamitz Batul, we don't need him to actually discover it to be Batul. How does that stim with Yishleim Adas? The Ravid doesn't really address. But what I want to focus on is something else. The Ravid says, he's talking about Yush. He's saying you need a guy to see it in order to be Miyayish from it. But the Ravid says the first guy who passes by could be Miyayish. Maybe he's not David. So the Ravid. So maybe the Masachonis Ravid, we don't need the guy to actually see it. There's some like misstoma going on, you know. I don't know exactly what that works. So then, you know, whoever, you know, it's like a stoma of Yush. So there's no problem, you know. Whoever worships it, Mistama Miyayish. If they would know that it's broken, they would be Miyayish. But the Rabbi Lechatchila wants to say, no, the guy has to actually see it. But we say, since it's in a public place, Mistama the guy saw it. But maybe the guy who saw it is not an aficionado of that particular Avodah Zarah. So the Rabbi says, Befeish. Doesn't matter. Whoever guy saw it first said, Nashalei Yatzola, V'nochi Mevatel Avodah Zarah Shalei V'shal Chaver. So the Rabbi says, Befeish. That even by Yush, by Nashalei Yatzola, even by Yush, it works, we have the rule of Nochim of Atlev Adizor Shalem Shal Chaveri, that the Oyvid Lepur could be Miyayish from the, when he sees the Adizor broken, he says, Nashalei Yatzola, and he's Miyayish from it, and that's Mevatel from the Oyvid Lemakhailis, so that's Mevatel Adizor, even though he's Oyvid Lepur, he's not Oyvid Lemakhailis, it doesn't matter. So Lechor, that's not the way I want to make in Rashi. I think in Rashi's Meduyah, that's only now, only by if my diak is right, you know, I want him to die in Rashi. The Rashi not the way. The Rashi holds that the whole now was not midin bittul, and didn't need this principle of a guy being able to move out of a desire shel chaver. It's only now we have this new price about bittul be a dying that you can do it even shel chaver. That's a new principle of bittul. But up to now it wasn't midin bittul and it wasn't in mishum midin shalayv shel chaver. But up to now it was midin yish, and yish is the oivet is miyayish mila avda, and that doesn't need bittul, but it needs the it's limited to the oivet himself. Rashi calls it bittul. You're right. Rashi calls Yish bittul also. I'm asking. He calls it bittul. But I think it's a different kind of bittul. It's the bittul of, you know, that he's not going to be Ovid anymore. So since he's not going to be Ovid anymore, bittul means it's Oysa Vodazar. But it's a different root how it becomes bittul. Yish, the way it becomes bittul is that he's Miyayish Milavdo. He's not going to be Ovid anymore. So he's not going to be Ovid anymore. So now it's bittul from being an Vodazar. Then we have this other kind of bittul, pochsa, the guy smashed it in the face. It's also bittul, but it's a different kind of bittul because I'm not going to be over anymore. I'm over the farm, not over the makhalis at all. That's not the way the bittul works. It's not a bittul of mila avda. It's a bittul in the avodah zarah itself. He's mevatel avodah zarah from being an avodah zarah. He's mevazit, and the being mevazel avodah zarah is mevatel from being an avodah zarah. It's a different root of bittul. Right, talking about. So how did you? In Me'ilah, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, the Gemara there also quotes Reish Lakish. The Gemara quotes the Reish Lakish. And Rashi says, I don't have the Gemara in Me'ilah here. Oh, I think he brings it here in the footnote. Rashi's Lashon over there is, Vadai Bitla Hagoy Belibay. I don't know if Rashi means the guy saw it, didn't see it. You know, this issue of the Ravid, does the guy actually have to see it? Or it's enough that if he would have seen it, he would have been mevatel it, you know. If so, why isn't that a problem of Yishleim? I don't know what Rashi would say to that set of issues. But I have one diuk in Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi is the Vadai Bitla Hagoy Belibay. So I think there's one letter in Rashi I want to be medayin. That's the Hey. Hagoy. Hagoy Behey Yadu. Doesn't say the Vadi Bitla Goy believe, but he says the Vadi Bitla Hagoy. Who's the guy? The one by the guy. David. The one who was Ovid to this Avodah Zarah. But for the Rabbi, the Vadi Bitla Hagoy believe, the first guy who passes by is Mevatel, that's enough. Rabbi says Vadi Bitla Hagoy. I think it's Meduyik Hetiv. It stems very well with this Rashi. Rashi also, we're talking about Yish. Not any guy can't just have any Galonga be Yish. Yish is Miyayish Mila Ovdom. to the Miyash Milo Ofta, he has to be Hagoy. The Goy was Ovid. It is now about to believe. Now it's not Ovid anymore. He says, now shall we have some? The Ramban is later on in the sugya. The Ramban asks, the Gemara has a whole slew of kashrus that are more or less all along the same line. You know, how come Yisrael can't, every time Yisrael is mevatel avodah zarah, shaytik v'zar l'ruach? All the cases where Yisrael is mevatel avodah zarah, and every time the Gemara asks, it should be like avodah zarah, shenishtav meileh. So these are kashrus Rav Yochanan asks and Reish Lakish. Asks the Ramban, he says, why is it better according to Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan doesn't know from Nashul Yatzal, and Avodah Zarah breaks the guy. Rav Yochanan holds the guy's not Miyash. He'll still worship the pieces, he'll fix it. Shaychik v'zari l'ruach, one of the cases is Shaychik v'zari l'ruach. The Yisrael came, he took the Avodah Zarah, put it through a meat grinder, turned it into powder. Now he has powdered Avodah Zarah, then v'zari l'ruach. Says the Ramban, would Rav Yochanan over there also say that there's no Yish? Avodah Zarah agrees that there's Yish. It's lost. It's lost beyond the hope of recovery. So there the guy, even if Yechon agrees that there should be Yish. So why is it only a kashan of Yechon too? It's a kashan of Kuliyama. If Yisrael grinds up an Avodah Zarah and turns it into dust and is there in the Ruach, so why is it also? The Mishnah says that it's also. Why is it also? So you don't have to come out to Nashul Yatzol. Yisrael is Nashul Yatzol. Forget Nashul Yatzol. Here you have Yish of Kuliyama. So who cares that it was done al yidei Yisrael? The mice, the guy was miyayish milo opto. So it should be kashan of Yochanan. It's not only a kashan. Why is it only Rav Yochanan asked in Reish Lakish? It's not only a kashan of Reish Lakish. It should be kashan of Rav Yochanan. Answers the Ramban. If the guy would know about it, enachanan. The guy would see the Yisrael grinding up the Avodah Zarah and be shaking himself the ruach about it. The guy would be miyayish, and that would be it. But that's not the case. The case is that the Yisrael is shaking himself the ruach. There's no guy around. Yish doesn't help. It's Yish shalem midas. The Ramban says beferish, it's Yish shalem midas. So if it's Yish shalem midas, that doesn't help me, then Yish. It only works if he did bitl, and Yisrael can't be mevatel. If that's the case, so what's pshat in Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says it is Yish, nashul yatzol. It's Yish shalem midas. Or Avodah Zarah shenishtabru, or the case of Shechem Zeruch, Reish Lakish says that there is Yish over here. Why is the Yish nashul yatzol, but the guy didn't see it? And you can't say the guy did see it. If the guy didn't, what's Rav Yochanan asking Reish Lakish? If the guy saw it, then Rav Yochanan would also be made. Says the Ramban, the Reish Lakish holds that even if the guy doesn't see it, it's bottle. Kemisha shabro be a dayim, as if he broke it be a dayim. The al korchim evatlo vafilu shleilu das with him. It's the guy whether he wants to or not, he's mevatlo vafilu shleilu das. Rav Yochanan tzovar like lav kemisha nishtabro be a dayim dami. Rav Yochanan says no, it's not like you broke it be a dayim. Because Shema Yachzu v'yatichena v'yasen acher, so Yavid l'shemayel. Because Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Nashul Yatzol. So therefore, even if it's broken, can't say Al-Korchi is mevatlet, because it's Kigilu is mevatlet v'yadayim, because maybe he wants to worship the pieces, maybe he wants to put it back together again. Rav Yochanan doesn't have the concept of Nashul Yatzol. So Mela, Rav Yochanan holds that it's not book. There's a whole paragraph here. I'm not reading the whole paragraph from beginning to end, but the Ramban is pili ploy. It sounds like he wants to have his cake and eat it too. The Ramban says, we have two cases. Avodah Zarah shenishtabro, Avodah Zarah broke, machlekes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We have another case. Avodah Zarah was ground up into fine dust. That's also machlekes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That's one of the cases that Rav Yochanan asked in Reish Lakish. The Ramban asks, and the Ramban's question was, the first case, I understand it's machlekes. According to Reish Lakish, he's miyayish, nashul yatzol. Rav Yochanan doesn't know from nashul yatzol. But the second case, everybody should agree to. The ground up into fine dust, the Avodah over there is Yish. So what's his terrors? So he says, there's no Yish because Yish lo midas. Rav Yochanan holds Yish doesn't work because Yish Shleim Midas. So if it's Yish Shleim Midas, what's Pshat in Reish Lakish? Says the Ramban. But since Rish Lakish holds it to that naturally at solo, so it's kilu he was mevatelit biyadayim. So it's both leaving shleimi das. Since naturally at solo is such a pasha to svar, it sounds like he means, you know, it's a dover pasha that naturally at solo. We don't need the guy to say it. It's a dover pasha that naturally at solo. At kadek kachlit, the guy doesn't even have to say it or think it or be there. It's be'etzim kilu is mevatelit biyadayim. And why does Rav Yochanan argue? It's Mugurin and Ramban. Rav Yochanan, not because Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from this concept and theory. It's because Rav Yochanan holds that there's no national yet solo. The guy's going to put it back together again. It's Mugurin and Ramban. If Rav Yochanan would concede to Rish Lakish that the guy will never put it back together again, and that he says national yet solo, then Rav Yochanan would islam this, that you don't need him to actually know about it. It's be'etzim. Kilu bitla v'yadayim. Rav Yochanan just argues with the premise. Rav Yochanan says, I mean, Rav Yochanan agrees to the premise that if there's a national yad solo, then it's kilu bitla v'yadayim. Rav Yochanan just holds there's no national yad solo. He's probably going to put it back together. So, I don't understand. But in a case where he's ground up into fine dust, then Rav Yochanan agrees that there's a national yad solo. Rav Yochanan agrees that there's yush. So kilu bitla v'yadayim. So what does that do with the yush le'midas? The only difference between a case of nishtabra and a case of shoch of the way he grounded up is whether or not there's yush. By nishtabra, Rish Lakish holds that there is yush naturally at Salah, and Rabbi Yochanan says no, he's going to put it back together again. By the case of shoch gezeli ruach, according to everybody, there's yush. Yitzhak and Ramban makes it that in the case that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue about, so there he doesn't have to actually know about it. It's kilu bitla biyadayim. But in the case of Shalchan Gezer Leruach, there he actually has to know about it, otherwise it's usually Midas. I haven't thought about this problem there, man. Very glaring problem. Any suggestions? I think it means like this. I think it follows the line of Rashi. There's two concepts over here. There's yish and there's bittul. And the difference is, yish is milo. It's the person was misyayish from worshipping the Sevedizah. It's, you know, if I want to use expressions I don't normally like to use. It's a din in the gavra. The ayved is no longer going to be ayved this avodizar. So mele is bottle, you know. Nisayish mil avdo. No avodizar sheni choyev there. The gavra, the people, the ayvedim there, they're nisayish. Then there's the concept of bittul. Bittul is in the chesed of avodizar itself. Pachso. You're mevatel from being an avodizar. There's a kiddush din that you're smashing avodizar, you're mevatel from being an avodizar. We saw in Rashi even that it could have chiluk yedinim, that yush, some do you can Rashi that yush is even is not the if they know they have to, if one is a little part and one is the makarlis, then yush won't work. That's only a chiddush by bittul. Bittul is in the chetz of the verizar. There you could do it without being a subscriber to that verizar. Yush, which is in the gavra, is misyash milov. Maybe you have to actually be an oivet of that verizar. That the Ramban doesn't talk about, but and even if not, but the yisoyed adover we saw in Rashi. It's two different concepts. There's yush in the gavra mila avda, and then there's bittul in the chetz of the avodah itself. And the Ramban basically also has that distinction. But the Ramban then goes a step further and he says that there's in a case where nafshalo yatzolo, in a case where the avodah zara means what yatzolo, nafshalo yatzolo means according to Rish Lakish. That the Avodah Zarah, since it couldn't save itself, it's not fit to worship. It's not just that the guy is not planning to worship it. Since Be'etzim, the Metziah says that when an Avodah Zarah breaks, any sane person would say, Nafshalo Yatzolo. So an Avodah Zarah that breaks is not fit to be worshipped. So the Ramban is Mechadish. Since the Avodah Zarah is not fit to be worshipped, that's Lashon Ramban, Kilu Bitlu B'Yadayim. But he wants that lashon of kilu bitli v'dayim. I mean, they're the bitl ischal and the chetz of the avodah zarah. I don't need to come on to the fact that the gavra is not going to worship the avodah zarah. That may be true also, but I don't need that. The avodah zarah be'etzim mitzad atzma is not roy to be worshipped. If it's not a roi to be worshipped, then it's kilu bitl b'yadayim. The mile of bitl b'yadayim is that the bitl is chal in the chepz of the avodah zarah. But the avodah zarah is nishtab meilen. It's not roi lavoid. Not that the avodah zarah ever is, but even in the mind of the avodah zarah, it's not roi lavoid. So then, so that's a bitl in the chepz of the avodah zarah. That's kilu bitl b'yadayim. Leila says the Ramban, there I don't care if the guy ever finds out about it. Where the bitl has to be, where the yush has to be chal mitzad the oivet, that he's not, he's misyayish mila of the bitl, the yush is being chal mitzad the gavra, so he has to know about it. Yush lemitas lehavi yush, you need him to be misyayish. He has to be misyayish. If he's not misyayish, then he's not a yush. And for him to be misyayish, he has to know about it, because yush lemitas is not a yush. But where the bitl is chal mitzad the chepz of the vetazor, but the chepz of the vetazor became not roi lavoid, then that's bitl b'yadayim, meaning bitl b'yadayim in the Ramban means bitl in the chepz. The Avodah Zarah is intrinsically bottled, because roi lavoid. So it doesn't matter if anybody, nobody has to find out about it. The Avodah Zarah itself is bottled me'el. Says the Ramban, that's true if you're like a shlovish. That the Avodah Zarah that breaks is naturally at all, it's not roi lavoid. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if an Avodah Zarah breaks, it is roi lavoid. The Argoyim will worship it, they'll worship the Shorim, they'll put it back together. A broken Avodah Zarah is roi lavoid. So it's not bottled b'chevz. So now what happens, though, if you grind it up into dust? So the Chayra, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that this Yish, you're never going to worship it again. It's ground up into dust. Emes. Nechadam. You'll never worship it again. Mitzar, but that's not Mitzar Atzmai. Mitzar Atzmai, the dust is also Roy Lavai. If a guy is over to the Torah of Avodah Zarah, then it'll be over to the dust of Avodah Zarah. Remember, it's not dust. It's usually a metal of Avodah Zarah. It's ground up into metal. You could melt it back down into an Avodah Zarah. You know, you could mold it back into an Avodah Zarah. Or, same way over there, you could worship the pieces. Over here, you could worship the little tiny pieces. Get enough of them, you could worship it. The Avodah Zarah mitzar atzmai is royal avod. So why does Ramban say that when the thing is ground up, then the goyis misyayish mil avod? The answer is poshut. Because the thing itself may be royal avod, but this yayish, because he knows he's never going to find it. The thing was ground up into fine dust and cast to the winds. So the goyis misyayish from anybody ever worshipping that dust again. Because he knows it's lost beyond the hope of recovery. So that's true. So it's lost beyond the hope of recovery. So the guy is miyayish milavda, but that's mitzad the God. He himself gives up the prospect of he ever worshipping it or any other guy ever worshipping it. But is the thing itself roi lavoid? It's roi lavoid. You can't find it, but it's roi lavoid. So that's not bitl in the chepz of Avodah Zarah. That's bitl. That's regular yush. Regular yush. It's yush. It has to be midas, and here it's shalei midas. I think that's pshat nerama. I think that's posh pshat nerama. So in a way, it's like Rashi. In a way, it's like Rashi. It's like Rashi in that we have also in the Ramban this distinction between Yush and Bittl. That Yush is that fundamental distinction that we saw in Rashi, and I don't think the Rambam has so much. That fundamental distinction that is Yush is mitzad the Gavra, and Bittl the Chevza. Rashi used that, if our idea was correct, Rashi used that, In the sense that, by Yush, it has to be the Oivet. By Bittl, it doesn't have to be the Oivet. Everyone's using it for something else. By Yush, there's a concept of Yush Shleim Midas. By Bittl, it has to be, there's no such concept as Yush Shleim Midas. So that fundamental divide, I think, is very similar to Rashi. And it's not like the Ravid. The Ravid, we saw, the Ravid holds that, doesn't have that distinction. The Ravid holds that by Yush, the Ravid holds that, by Yush could be even Zayiv the Paros Zayiv the Makolos. He says just like by Bittel Zayiv the Paros Zayiv the Makolos. Yush is the same thing. It's fine. It's all one concept. So the Ramban, I think, is more in that sense. It's more like Rashi. But on the other hand, there is a difference between Rashi and the Ramban in this, that there are, how to classify Avodah Zarah and Shtab Me'elel. The Ramban classifies Avodah Zarah and Shtab Me'elel according to Shlokish. Though there's an Ashlei Atzola. The Ramban classifies that as being bitl, not as being yush. So that's why over there I don't care about yush lemi das, because that falls under the heading. It's ki'ilu bitl b'yadayim. That falls under the heading of bitl, not under the heading of yush. And I think some that is you can ration out that way. If Avodah Zarah and Shtab Me'elel fell under the category of bitl b'yadayim, not in the category of yush, and that was why I didn't care that it was shlemi das, then it would be then Rashi should have said in the whole point of Rashi is that Rashi first and then Beis Hamidalek wakes up and tells me this halacha of bitl. Up till now was yush and it was the oivid was miyash. And now Rashi says, no, here there's a din of that you can be mevatel somebody else's avodah zarah, because here it's not midin yush, and Rashi now tells because there's a posuk that a guy could be mevatel avodah zarah, psilei eliheim, and so on. So Maduik and Rashi, that up till now was yush, now first starts the sugya of bittul. And that already reminds, the Ramban holds that, yes, there's a distinction between Yush and Bittl, but the Sugya of Bittl already started in the, by Rish Lakish and Avechim. And that's Maduk and Rashi and Me'ilah as well. Rashi and Me'ilah says that why is Avodah Zarah and Ishtab Me'ilah, when he's explaining Rish Lakish, Rashi says, the Vaday Bittl HaGoyim. If you're the Ramban, I don't need Vaday Bittl HaGoyim believe, but you don't need anybody's labels. Usually Midas anyway. The Avodah Zarah is Bittl HaBetzim, because not Roy Lavid. I said, no, Vaday Bittl HaGoyim believe, but you need the Vayim Rahman believe, but you have to have the Vayash that has to do it. It has to be Me'ayash. I see Yishleim Das. I don't know what Rashi does with the problem of Yishleim Das. I mean, we saw in the Raivet that issue. The Raivet Lechatchil also thought you need Das. The Raivet says, but it's Mashmah. You don't need Das. I'm not what works without the guy actually consciously. That's a problem. You know, why is that different than Yishleim? It's a problem not only in Rashi, it's a problem in the Raivet. The Raivet Beferish holds it that in Yish, you know, the Raivet goes with that. You know, you need Yish. The Raivet doesn't sound like the Ramban, but it's a bottle make, a little bit of a dime. The Raivet says, you need Yish. First, he says that the guy actually has to know about it. And then he says, no, mistama mevatale. I don't know what mistama means. What is mistama? Shalei midas. How is it mistama? That's so clear. So we have the same problem in Rashi. You know, what happened to the concept of Yishalei midas? Any of them. But Akaponim comes out, if all of this is correct, it comes out that we have really three shitas in this issue here. On the one hand, we have the Ravid, who seems to convince Yishan and the Bittl. He puts them together. He assumes for Dovah Poshut, but the same way that by Bittl, you have Zerivid Leporim, Zerivid Lemakoilis, the same thing is by Yush. Any passerby sees this, Avodah Zarah and Ishtab Me'ilah, the first guy who passes by, doesn't matter what his religion is, he sees the broken Pa'ar, he's Mesh, that works with Zerivid Leporim, Zerivid Lemakoilis. It's Mash from the Raya that Bittl and Yush are Hainuach, with all the Pitchetkis, with the whole Zerivid Leporim, Zerivid Lemakoilis. The Rashi is Maduik, that is two different things. Up till now was the sugi of Yush, and Yush is not is only the Oyvid Lepor, the Hagoy. We would like Rashi Mila Hagoy. The Goy meaning the Goy is Oyvid Adav Adazar. He's Miyayish Mila. And now by this price about Goy Mevatla Adazar Shalayvish Shal Chaveru is Oyvid Lepor is Oyvid. I feel it's Oyvid Lepor is Oyvid the Makolus. Now this is already a new Chiddush Din that you don't even have to be a Oyvid. You're not in the parsha of Yush, and nonetheless you can be Mevatla Adazar. Rashi has to explain why it can't be within Yush. Because you're about to decide, it's not me than Yush, because you're not an Oyvid. You're Oyvid Lepar, not Oyvid Lemakoilis. So how does it work? As Rashi, no, here's a new Pasha. We have a Pasuk, Psila Lehem, that a guy can be about to love it as our. So we can Rashi that it's two different categories. And up to now is Yush, and from this point forward becomes the Pasha of Bittl. And the Ramban, on the one end, it's Tak also Mashma like Rashi, that there's a Chilk in Yush and Bittl. That Yush has to be Midas. That's the Ramban's distinction. Yush has to be Midas. Bittul doesn't have to be midas. It's bottle. The chetz is bottle me'elof. But on the other hand, the Rabban says a chiddush that according to Rish Lakish, the zorish and the shtab me'elof does not go under the heading of yush. It goes under the heading of bittul, since it's intrinsically not roy lavay. No real guy would be able to under the zorish and the shtabra. He would say naturally atzala. So the thing the chetz is not roy lavay. So that's kilu bittul be'adayim. The chetz of the zorish itself is bottle. I don't need anybody to find out about it. And that Rebbechim doesn't subscribe to. That's the Ramban deals with the Gemara about being Sheikhik Bezahir Leruch. We're going to have to see what are Rashi and the Rabbi going to do with the Gemara being Sheikhik Bezahir Leruch. That's going to be a problem with them. But what are they going to do with that? Why is that a Masaik Zerich and a Rish Lakish? That's going to be a problem, man. Okay. It's enough for today.